Well, now, as we've been reporting already, the Cabinet is considering a number of measures today arising from the decision to move the country to level 5 restrictions. These include a ban on evictions for renters during the period and fines for non-compliance with the restriction measures. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who has more on this. Paul, first of all, before we come to what's been on the Cabinet agenda this morning, there's already been a change in the plan in relation to those funeral numbers.
Yeah, under the restrictions which were announced yesterday, it was due to be the case that only 10 mourners could attend a funeral. And this seemed a little bit out of step with what was being allowed when it came to weddings, where the number was increased to allow 25 people go to the wedding. Last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he understood that funerals were very, very difficult. But the issue with them over weddings was the fact that you could have multiple funerals appearing at the same time. And the logic of Level 5 is to reduce the amount of congregation of adults that you're going to have. But you could already see in the minutes after that there was some question, well, why not just have funerals delayed or spaced out, given it's such a unique moment in people's lives, saying goodbye. It was also notable that the senior Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan tweeted that he felt this measure needed to be changed, and he'd been on to the Taoiseach to seek that that was done. The Cabinet met this morning and they have decided now to reverse that, and so instead of 10, 25 mourners will be allowed to attend a funeral, the same number as the weddings.
What's the situation in relation to penalties? Because some of the measures that have been announced do attract a penal, if you like, element.
Yes, I suppose one of the things, while you heard the Taoiseach exhort everyone to try and get on board over the next 6 weeks, there was an understanding that some people are not, and that there's a need for compulsion. So in this regard, they're going to amend the 1947 Act to include the ability to use fixed penalties or fines. And the government's view is that this should be applied to things like house parties, given that they're identified as a source of transmission of COVID-19. So under this new plan, Gardaí are going to be able to go to house parties. They can find someone who is holding the party. They can find people who are going into the party. But we don't yet quite know exactly the nature of the fine, how big that is going to be.
Right. And finally, Paul, in relation, particularly for protections for renters, it's something that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has been speaking about. How is that advancing?
Yes, the Minister has been speaking about it. So too the opposition parties, say, making it absolutely clear that if we were going to go into this, they won't call it a lockdown, but let's just use that term for now, that people who were vulnerable had to be protected. So both sides have come together effectively, and the government has agreed to put a pause on evictions for the next 6 weeks in legislation so that that can actually be reactivated. So if it's a case that we come out of Level 5 restrictions and we continue to live our lives, but at some later stage we go back into Level 5, well, these ban on evictions can be reinstated again.
All right, Paul Cunningham, for the moment, thank you very much for that.